This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. The Los Angeles suburb of Santa Monica, sometimes called Little Britain. That's because of the number of British expats living there. But Little Britain is changing, and that's putting a strain on one of its most iconic businesses. With more, here's Bridget Bodner.
Would you believe a sun-washed English tea house? The midday California sun brightens the pastel walls of the Tudor house as waitresses dash around carrying three-tiered plates of baked goods. It's afternoon tea, and guests sip steaming cups of Earl Grey from blue and white china. Elsie Smith was there with her husband and daughter, eating scones with a side of strawberries and cream.
It's a meeting place for British people. You meet your friends, come have a pot of tea.
They've been regulars for years. Across the tea room is an attached grocery store that sells English chocolates, freshly baked meat pies, and custard tarts. Stephen Dully owns the Tudor House with his wife, Teresa. He says they sell products that homesick Brits can't get in the average American supermarket.
Instead of flying to Britain, you can come to the Tudor House. This area is quite a British center in that sense.
This area, Santa Monica, has been a magnet for UK expats since the early 60s. Back then, more than 4,000 had quit rainy Britain for the sunny skies of Santa Monica. But that's changed. The most recent census showed only about 900 British-born people now call the city home.
I've seen a lot of people leave.
Annie Shaw is a fixture at the Tudor House. She runs a business reading tea leaves and has lived in Santa Monica for over 30 years.
They've moved to different areas because it's become so expensive in Santa Monica.
British people are spreading out in search of more affordable neighborhoods. On top of that, stricter immigration laws have made it harder for British citizens to move to the U.S. Add in the sluggish economy, and Dully says the Tudor House has seen revenues tumble.
Since the recession, it's been a very slow climb back. The tea room and restaurant has come back somewhat, but the grocery hasn't come back, and unfortunately, one side that can't afford to pay for the other.
In May, the Dullys announced they're shutting down the Tudor House.
We're celebrating 50 years this year. Not a very good way to celebrate by closing down, but I guess 50 years is a good innings.
The Tudor House serves its last pot of tea this Sunday. Visitors will get a complimentary glass of champagne. It's a nod to what should have been the tea room's golden jubilee. I'm Bridget Bodner for Marketplace.